Said in the name of the Chafetz Chaim that there was once a man who lived in a very small community, and unfortunately his business didn't seem to be going too well, and he knocked on his next door neighbor's door and he asked him if he can borrow some money just to invest in the business to try to get it going again. He tried to use that money, it seemed not to have worked. He knocks on the next neighbor's door. After a little bit of time, it turns out that he owes money to the entire community, and he's embarrassed to walk down the street. He doesn't know how he can face anyone. He has no money to pay back. He doesn't know what to say. And somebody finally comes over to him and he says, "Look, I know everybody in this community is upset at you, and everybody thinks that you owe them a lot, but I can tell you one good thing about you is that when we all daven every day, Rifa'enu Hashem v'nei Rafei, everybody has you in mind. They want you to live for a long time so that you'll be able to pay back all of the accumulated debt that you have borrowed from all the people in this community." And said the Chafetz Chaim, when we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this time of year, Zachreinu L'chaim, so we say to ourselves, do we really believe that we're worthy, that we're deserving of life? Who can think that they are able to fool the Ribbono Shel Olam and say to him, I deserve life because I've done everything right, and this year I'm going to listen to you, I'm going to do everything exactly how you want me to do it? We all know that we are human beings, and we all know that's not the way it works. But yet he says, we ask the Ribbono Shel Olam, Zachreinu L'chaim. We want you to sustain our lives, we want you to continue to nourish the lives that we live, because lemancha Elokim chayim, we have so much more that we need to repay you in this world. We have so much more that we owe you. We have so much more that we want to accomplish because you put us here to do something, to do a job. And the only way that that can be done is if you will be so kind as to give us life. And therefore he says, that's what we mean when we say, ki lo sachpots bemos ames. You, God, don't want us to die. You don't want that our lives should come to an end because you know better than we do how much that you expect us to accomplish in this world. And therefore, the mashal of the Chafetz Chaim was, when we all daven in the city, Rifa'enu Hashem v'nei Rafei, we have in mind that person. Said the Chafetz Chaim, this is what we have in mind when we all daven for ourselves as well. Zachreinu L'chaim. But the reason why we ask for life and the reason why we feel that it's important to have life is Lemancha Elokim Chayim, in order that we can dedicate ourselves and repay all of the tremendous debt that we owe the Ribbono Shel Olam. So as we've mentioned in the last couple of Shiurim, Tshuva is a tremendous gift that we are given from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Rambam writes, Af al pi, even though we know Shehat Tshuva v'hatza'aka yafa le'olam, even though we know that Tshuva is always something that the Ribbono Shel Olam is willing to accept, even though we know it's always an exercise that a person should take advantage of, says the Rambam, Ba'asara Yamim Shabain Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim, when we come to the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Hi Yafa B'Yoser U'Miskabelas Hi Miyad, says the Rambam, it is more preferable that a person focus on tshuva now than at any other time in the year. And number two, Miskabelas Hi Miyad, the Ribbono Shel Olam is willing to accept it immediately. It's not going to be a long process like it would be throughout the year. This is something that the Ribbono Shel Olam listens to immediately in this time of year, Shanemar, because the Pasuk says, Dirshu Hashem Behi Matz'o, we should seek out Hashem when He is close to us, and obviously, says the Gemara, that is at the time which is between Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim, the Aseres Yimei Tshuva that we experience. I was always taken by a beautiful story that's quoted in the Sefer Halichos Shlomo. That's a book that's written by the grandchildren of Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. And they have the following story, Yitzuyan, Shepam Belel Erev Yom HaKippurim, La'achar Sheniftar Rabbeinu Misholim Rabim Shetzavu Al Pischo. One time our grandfather, the great Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, had a whole line of people that were waiting by the door to discuss with him all the issues about Yom HaKippurim. And this one was asking about what the shiurim are, and that one was asking whether or not they have to fast, and this one was asking whether or not they're allowed to wear these shoes or those shoes. After answering all of the long line of people who were waiting there for him, Reb Shlomo Zalman turned around to his family and he said, Baruch Hashem, he said, we are so blessed. We have so many people who are so meticulous about every aspect of the law, and they want to know whether this shoe is acceptable, and they want to know whether they have to eat this much or that much, whether they can have this medication on Yom Kippur, and certainly, he says, Behilchos Chag B'Chag, when it comes to Sukkos, everybody with the questions, are you allowed to use this kind of schach and that kind of esker and this kind of lulav? Said of Shlomo Zalman, it's an amazing thing, it's beautiful. Ah, he said, Ru'una, I'd like all of you to notice, Ki mikol ha-she'elos she'nashalti halayla, all the questions that I was asked this evening regarding Yom Kippur, Lo aska af echad behilchos tshuva, shehi mitzvah sayom. Not one person came and asked me a question, about the most important thing that we need to think about on Yom Kippur, and that is, how do I properly do tshuva? I've done many things wrong. I've hurt many people. I've done things wrong not only to other human beings, but to the Ribono Shel Olam. I don't know how to go through the steps of tshuva properly. And Rav Shlomo Zalman said, how sad is it that not one person came and presented a question regarding Hilchas Tshuva? Umi yitein v'yiskasher dara la'asa karay gam mitzvah zu she'ilchosei merubos. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, I hope we come to a day where people will focus more seriously on not all the ancillary issues of Yom HaKippurim, but on what we're supposed to really think about, and that is, how do we properly do tshuva during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and certainly on Yom HaKippurim ourselves. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said he hopes and he prays that we'll come to a time when people will ask shailas and hilchos tshuva. I have to say, his blessing has come true. In the last few days, I've gotten so many shailas about hilchos tshuva, and I really don't even know how to answer them. Rav Shlomo Zalman didn't give a prayer that the rabbi should know the hilchos tshuva well enough to answer it, unfortunately. And I think some of them were amazing. A young man emailed me this week, and he was not the first one. There was somebody else who emailed me last week, the same question, that he went out with many girls this year, and he feels that some of them were hurt as they broke up, and he said maybe he wasn't as sensitive as he should have been, and he wanted to know, does he have an obligation to go back into his phone and find out every date that he went on this year, look back in his calendar, and contact every single girl to ask her mechila? It was a very sincere question, and I think it's a great question. I think it's a beautiful question, and something that I was very taken by yesterday was a person who emailed me that they had a complicated shaila regarding the mitzvah of kibud av va'em. It's not that they were disrespectful to their parent, but they felt that they didn't give the utmost respect that they should have bestowed to their parent. And the question was, do they need to ask mechila now, right before Yom Kippur, for the, not the lack of respect, but the missed opportunity of giving more respect to their parents, which, first of all, halavaya should be holding on such a madrega that I feel I don't have to ask mechila from my parents. You know, I'm part of the children's society. Children speak about their parents. This is what happens. And unfortunately, I am pretty lacking myself in kibud av va'em. But this person had a very sincere question, and it really is a very intricate one. How does one properly do tshuva for not fulfilling the mitzvah of kibud av va'em properly? So as we know, the Mishnah says in Maseches Yuma as follows. Mikol chatoseichem lefnei Hashem titaru, says the Gemara on Yom Kippur, we are absolved of all of our sins, and we stand before God, and we have a clean slate. That's the way it goes. Says the Gemara, Aveiro shebein adam lamakom Yom HaKippur mechaper. If you violate an Aveira that is between you and the Ribono Shel Olam, Yom Kippur is the magic. Yom Kippur is the answer to your problem. However, says the Gemara, Aveiro shebein adam lachaveiro, if you violated an Aveira between yourself and another human being, Ein Yom HaKippur mechaper ad sheyiratza es chaveiro. Then you need to have both components. You need to have Yom Kippur, but Yom Kippur alone is not going to do it. You need to also be meratza es chavero. You need to make sure that you have that conversation. You need to make sure that you discuss the issue and that you work it through. And until you actually get the mechila of the other party, you will not be able to be granted an atonement, because it's not simply between you and the Ribono Shel Olam. It's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you and another person. And therefore, until that other person is involved, you will not be granted the mechila. The Mechaber in Siman Tuf Reish Vav in Hilchos Yom Kippur quotes this line in the Mishnah, and he says, Aveiro shebein adam lachaveiro, ein Yom HaKippur mechaper. Frightening statement. When you have an Aveiro that you have violated against another human being, Yom Kippur will not take care of it. Ad sheyifaisenu, says the Mechaber, until you go and you figure out how to deal with that person. Va'afilu lo iknito ela bidvarim, even if it doesn't mean I went and damaged his property, he suffered no loss, but I went, I spoke some Lashon Hara about him. Or, hiknito bidvar means, I didn't even speak Lashon Hara, I just said a snide remark to him. So all it's doing is, it caused him some emotional distress, it bothered him when I said that. Nobody else heard it, I didn't embarrass him in front of others, I didn't share a negative piece of information about this person, I didn't hurt him in any other way, I just hurt his feelings, says the Mechaber. Tzarech lefaisa, you have an obligation to figure out how to get mechila from that person. What about when we talk about the mitzvah of kibud av va'em? In what realm do we consider the mitzvah of kibud av va'em to fall under? Is kibud av va'em a mitzvah shebein adam lachaveiro? Or is kibud av va'em considered a mitzvah shebein adam lamakom? Is this between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or is this between me and my parents? And that is really a major question that is raised by the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch, a mitzvah Lamed Gimel, when he discusses Kibud Av V'Aim, says, look, on the one hand, it would make sense that Kibud Av V'Aim is Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. My parents gave birth to me, my parents raised me, they gave me everything, they gave me everything that made me the successful person that I am, therefore it would make sense that I should give back to them, and I should owe it to them. But yet, at the same time, maybe we should say, the Gemara says in Maseches Nidan, Daf Lamed Aleph, Shlosha Shutvim Ba'adam. We assume that there are three components to a person. There's the father, there's the mother, and there is the Ribono Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also considered an equal partner in everything that goes on in the lives that we live. And therefore we assume that part of the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim is also an expression of our kavod that we really need to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being the real parent here, for being the real critical component to our parents' union that made us. And therefore, the Minchas Chinuch is not exactly sure, should we assume that this is a mitzvah shebein adam l'chaveiro, or perhaps it is a mitzvah shebein adam l'makom. The Minchas Chinuch adds the factor that he says, most other mitzvahs that we encounter, let's say the mitzvah of tzedakah. You have a mitzvah of tzedakah that applies, as he refers to it, as a mitzvah hashava bakol. All across the board, we have an obligation to give tzedakah to anybody who's in need. Men, women, doesn't matter who it is, doesn't matter where they live. We have an obligation to take care of people. We have all kinds of mitzvahs, and generally we assume a mitzvah is not something that you have to do for one specific individual, for one person. That's usually not the definition of a mitzvah. A mitzvah, shebein adam l'chaveiro, is something that usually applies to everybody equally. And therefore, writes the Minchas Chinuch, maybe I should say, from the fact that this mitzvah of kavod only applies to two human beings and nobody else, maybe I should say that is something that shows us that it's obviously a mitzvah shebein adam l'makom, because you cannot say that a mitzvah shebein adam l'chaveiro is only singled out to two human beings. So this is the major question that he has, and he writes that he's not exactly sure what the answer is. So if you look in the Sefer Achinuch writes, the reason why we have an obligation to respect our parents and to do the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim is because we have an obligation of Hakaras HaTov, says the Sefer Achinuch. Wouldn't that make sense? After all that they gave you, wouldn't it make sense that you have to give them back? So recently somebody asked me a question that they had a father who was very abusive and ended up being arrested when the children were at a very young age and ran away from the kids, never supported them, never took care of the wife that he left behind, and they all had to learn to fend from themselves from a very young age. Here they are 30 years later, and they have horrific feelings toward their father, and now they want to know, do we have an obligation to ask Mechila for all these years that we have ignored our father? After all, he ignored us, and he left us in the dark. He left us to fend for ourselves. A very difficult question. Now the father passed away, and they want to know, do we have an obligation to sit Shiva for him? It's not an easy question. But that really gets to the heart of this issue. What is the crux of the matter when we talk about mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim? Is it because of Hakaras HaTov? If so, maybe there are situations where I don't owe Hakaras HaTov. My parent ruined my life. And maybe I should say, in such a scenario, I don't have an obligation to be mechabed my parent. On the other hand, the Ramban and other Rishonim say, maybe the reason for the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim is because hukash kavodam lekavod hamakom, because in some way they are considered a partner with the Ribono Shel Olam, and the same way we have an obligation to respect and love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too we have an obligation to do the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim toward our parents, which is really an expression of our love for the Ribono Shel Olam himself. So this is a major discussion that the Minchas Chinuch has, and he's not exactly sure. And one major nafkamina that the Minchas Chinuch raises is with regard to the mitzvah of tshuva. If I've done something which is an insufficient expression of Kibud Av V'Aim to my parents, and now it comes Yom HaKippurim, and I want to know whether or not I should go and ask Mechila for my parents for what I've done. Well, if I've slighted them, if I've done something to hurt them, if I've spoken Lashon Hara about them, that's the same that it would be against any other human being. But we're talking about a person who's deficient in their Kibud Av V'Aim. A person who has not honored their parents. Not that they've humiliated their parents, but they have not honored their parents to the degree that they have an obligation to do so. Do I have to ask mechila from the parent because it's considered a mitzvah shebein adam l'chaveiro? Or perhaps I should assume this is a mitzvah shebein adam l'makom, and therefore Yom HaKippur alone would be sufficient. I would need no discussion with the parents themselves. Let's close with a story about the Chazon Ish. That it's told that the Chazon Ish before every Ben Azmanim used to tell the young men in the yeshiva that they have to, the same way before every Yom Tov, a human being is expected to go over Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag. We have to prepare ourselves for the Yom Tov. We have to learn the halachos and know what it is that we're getting involved with. So too said the Chazon Ish, we have an obligation before going home from yeshiva back to our parents to review the mitzvah of that time, which is the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim. We have to go through the Shulchan Aruch and make sure we know how to treat our parents respectfully when we go back to their homes, when we're not going to be in the dorm, when we're going to be back with our families and with our own parents. So the Chazon Ish used to emphasize that point, that it's important for people to remind themselves of the guidelines of Kibud Av V'Aim. So the Chazon Ish was once quoted as saying as well, that there was a Yid from Yerushalayim who came to him before the Yom Noraim, and he said to him that unfortunately he was concerned that he might not have an Arichas Yamim. And he went to the Chazon Ish and he said to him, I would like a bracha that I should be blessed with an Arichas Yamim. I should make it through the year. So the Chazon Ish said to him, so why do you come to B'nai Brak? He said, because I came to get a bracha from the Chazon Ish. I know that you're a very powerful human being. I know that you're a great Talmud Chacham, a tremendous tzaddik, and your bracha means a lot to me. So the Chazon Ish said, I don't understand. Do you have any parents alive? He said, yes. My parents live in Yerushalayim. So he said, you have parents who live in Yerushalayim, and you decided to travel out to B'nai Brak to knock on the door of the Chazon Ish. You weren't sure whether or not you would even get to the right house. You weren't sure whether or not they would let you in. And you weren't even sure, even if you got in, whether or not the Chazon Ish would give you the blessing of an Arichas Yamim. And you gave up an opportunity to be mechabed your own parents who live in your own backyard, where the Torah says, Leman Yarichun Yamecha. The Torah promises you you'll have an Arichas Yamim. And you gave all of that up to come take a risk, getting a bracha from the Chazon Ish. You think that's more powerful than the Torah's bracha itself? So Kibud Av V'Aim, as we know, is a very important mitzvah. And the Torah itself is one of the only places where the Torah tells us what the reward for the mitzvah is going to be. Leman yarichun yamecha, you're going to have a tremendous arichas yamim if you're careful in the Kibud Av V'Aim. But at the same time, the Menchas Chinuch says he's not exactly sure how to categorize this mitzvah. Should we assume that Kibud Av V'Aim is a mitzvah shebein adam lachavero, and therefore it has implications with regard to tshuva and some other aspects as well? Or should we assume that it's only considered to be a mitzvah shebein adam lamakom, and therefore when it comes to a lack of Kibud Av V'Aim before Yom HaKippurim, one does not need to be concerned that Yom Kippur won't be enough, because Yom Kippur is always able to absolve us of any mistakes that we've made in the area of mitzvahs shebein adam lamakom. Reb Hanani ben Akash Omer.